Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, good afternoon, St. Louis. It is the aforementioned Tim. It's Tim Jones in for Mark Reardon today. We'll do the Tim Jones show on the Mark Reardon show, and we'll try to keep everything between the ditches. Is Mark using that whole "I got the vaccine 4 weeks ago" excuse still? Is he still getting away with that?
To do what?
To not be here.
To not be here.
Oh, I got you. From one fellow golfer to another, Mark Reardon. Today is a really nice day. I could have been out on the links today.
He is golfing today.
I knew it.
He is golfing.
So he's golfing, so I couldn't. There we go. There we go. Well, Sue, you just sound like you cracked open a Bud Light over there or something when you popped that top. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a Busch beer or something over there.
It's the bubbly.
Not as exciting.
No, okay. not all nearly.
Right. Uh-uh. All right. Well, what was exciting is we've got lots to talk about today because there's new CDC guidance out and all kinds of things that just happened. I heard on the way in the Annie Fry show breaking the news with the new CDC guidance, so on and so forth. So Andrew's happy he's here because he wasn't planning on being here either today. He just thought that since Mark was off, he'd be off.
Yeah, I kind of assumed that, and it was quite a rude awakening when I realized after not setting my alarm and waking up half an hour late. I was like, I guess I should go to work today.
And you just kind of made all this up, right? Yeah, I do that sometimes. What I'll do is I do some morning radio as well, and I'll like sometimes when you catch a nap during the day, man, you wake up and you're like totally discombobulated.
If you go for more than an hour and a half, it will screw you up.
Yeah, really bad.
That's the sweet spot.
Right. I try to do half an hour, 45 minutes, because you're right. So if you go out for too long in the middle of the day, you're really screwed up. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I don't like the way that feels.
No, it doesn't feel good.
I don't like the way it feels when you like take any kind of nap during the day and you just wake up and you get that kind of, I don't know.
It is confusing.
45 minutes, though, Andrew, is good.
It's good.
Yeah. I swear to you. I don't know why.
I always feel like it wastes time, you know? I feel like I waste.
Oh, well, I'm a happy time waster if it's napping.
So what a gorgeous day. This is sort of like what May should be, right? It's like we're halfway through the month already, and I've been waiting for May, and because it's mainly been like February and March this mm-hmm. month, but it's finally here, a beautiful day, and maybe I was thinking about, I think the Cardinals are playing right now, aren't they? I think maybe there's some baseball on right
now.
Are they here or are they somewhere else?
Now that I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't quite up to speed on all my sports today, so
I'll go and look it up.
Doing other things, but I imagine, and actually, President Biden, I just realized, is speaking right now to the country. So he is in the, I guess that's the Rose Garden, speaking, because there's a lot of roses around him. I'm just making that assumption. Fully vaccinated Americans do not need masks. So today, Joe Biden on the same page as the CDC. CDC head Walensky just came out with that information. And I think I've got a bunch of sound on that. So let me see. Here we go. Here is a sort of a Cliff Notes version of what CDC Director Walensky said just about an hour or so ago, in case you were busy doing life, you know, like kids and work and things like that.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. If you develop symptoms, you should put your mask back on and get tested right away. The science is also very clear about unvaccinated people. You remain at risk of mild or severe illness, of death, or of spreading the disease to others. You should still mask, and you should get vaccinated right away. Once you are fully vaccinated, 2 weeks after your last dose, you can shed your mask.
Well, there you go. That's right from the CDC. So that, I mean, whether you're happy about that, sad about, hopefully nobody's sad about that. I think it's, I don't know what the motives are. You know, I think a lot of us have been questioning kind of why this is happening today versus yesterday or the week before. But it's good. It shows that we're moving forward and everybody's really paying attention, I think, to where we are as a country with the metrics. Like I said, I do some radio in some other markets around the state. And so it's interesting. It's interesting because I get a really good, sometimes, you know, you get in your lane or in your bubble wherever you are in life, and it's good to, like, break out of that every once in a while. So I hear stuff around the whole state and heard some great news from Southwest Missouri today that in the month of April, in the entire Greene County region, which is Southwest Missouri, which is, you know, basically Springfield, Missouri, and the surrounding metro area. So it'd be like, you know, St. Louis and our surrounding metro area. Yeah, they're a smaller metro, but you'd be surprised how much Springfield's actually grown. They're metro now with Springfield proper and whatever they consider the metro, which is kind of Branson, Christian County, Ozark. It's over 1 million people now, you know, because it's a big area.
Yeah.
If you include all that, if you include basically, if you look at Missouri, you take that bottom part of the state where it comes to a square, mm-hmm. and you include kind of that lower part of that square. Basically, Congressman Billy Long's congressional district, which is about...
Well, everybody knows what that is.
Well, you know.
I'm like,
say
okay,
no more.
Well,
say no more.
Okay.
Do you guys know anything about Billy Long? He is a hoot. So he... Talk about a story that proves that... he's kind of like Mr. Smith went to Washington. So Billy Long, before he was elected to Congress, was a few things. He was not a politician. He was a radio show host on their big talk station down there, KWTO, that I do some work for now. They're kind of like big, like the Camel X of Southwest Missouri. Mm-hmm. KWTO, the call letters stand for Keep Watching the Ozarks. Ancient station, 92 years old.
Wow.
I don't know who was in Springfield 92 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe some people with some covered wagons. I don't know. But
I don't think the people in the Ozarks 92 years ago had radios.
I don't know what they broadcast to, you know, or from.
Yeah.
But so
I think
Billy
they meant keep watching the Ozarks to make sure no trouble comes
exactly
out of there.
For those people from northern Arkansas, you know. So so Billy Long was on the radio down there. He did a morning show, like a 2-hour morning show. He and a lady by the name of Bonnie Bell. That's her real name, not a stage name. So he and Bonnie did this show called Morning Line. It's kind of like Total Information, you know, over on Camo X. And he did that for about 10 or 12 years. And that was back probably in the, probably the late 90s, early 2000s. And he was, or is, an auctioneer and a real estate agent.
Wow,
so
that's a lot.
Three hats. But you can imagine, those three hats, what do you deal with? You deal with people, lots of people. Every single day in all three of those professions, you know, you're speaking to a lot of people over the airwaves. Auctions in rural Missouri are like, they're still big deals. Thousands of people come to them.
Can he do the, you know, the whole?
Oh, he's amazing.
You know, what do you call that when you can be an auctioneer with a family?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Auctioneering.
Yeah.
Auctioneering.
Maybe that's
there
it,
is,
Tim.
There's like they have a fancy word for themselves.
They
what
do.
What is it?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't,
maybe
so,
that was it.
No one else
so,
calls them that, but they have a fancy word they like to call themselves.
He does do it. In fact, there is a viral clip out there from 2 years ago where somebody broke into or was making a ruckus in a house hearing room, and he auctioneered them down. He did.
What does that mean? Like, well, hey, I'm ready to get out.
Yeah,
on the...
he spoke over her and until the Capitol Police could get in there and usher her out.
Oh,
she was yelling
gosh.
And screaming, and he's a big boy. Billy Long is
6'4", 5",
big. He's a big boy. He's a big boy. Big bones, big boy.
Wow.
And he wears a big cowboy hat, and he just shut her down. So anyway, he's auctioneer, real estate agent, and radio show host. So like 5 or 6 people ran for that congressional seat 6-8 years ago. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. And there were like very popular state senators down there running. And I don't know if there was any state reps or not, but a lot of famous, you know, politicians and people were like, nobody gave him a chance except for the people who were just like honest brokers of like how popular the guy's right. name ID was through the roof. And they're like, nope, Billy Long's going to win. A couple of people said Billy Long's going to win. And he won. So now he's in Congress.
Wow.
So anyway, so that part of the state is doing so well with the COVID metrics. In April, they had 4 deaths in the entire region of like 1 million-plus people. And I think in the last 2 weeks, they've had 0. So they're like, they've done a really good job of the vaccine rollout. They're like over 30% fully vaccinated. And then, of course, there's herd immunity on top of that. So anyway, I've been getting these snapshots. You know, here in St. Louis and probably in Kansas City, we've got our hot zones. But by and large, if you look at the state dashboard, which I did look at this morning while we were talking about Springfield, I looked at the state dashboard, and in the entire state of Missouri in the last 7 days, there have been a total of 9 deaths. So we're in single digits there. And the positivity rate on cases is down to 4.2%. That's the lowest I've seen in a long time. So anyway, I think that's emblematic of what we heard today. I did listen to a big chunk of the press conference at the end of Annie's show. And it seemed to be what they were kind of mirroring. It's funny that, like, okay, today's the magical day when we can take off masks if we're vaccinated, right. Whatever. I think what they're trying to do is, I think what they're realizing is after 18 months of this, people are kind of like tired of the whole mask thing and they're confused. And so what they're trying to say is, I think what they're trying to say now is just go get vaccinated. That seems to be kind of the carrot now.
The big confusion, I think, came because they sold vaccines to us a few months ago. They started selling them as, once you get vaccinated, you can take your mask off. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right.
And then they were saying, well, but you still do want to wear it. And it's
right.
Like, well, now what's, you know.
That slowed, that seemed changed? To definitely yeah. slow the vaccines down.
Sure.
It seemed to be kind of correlative there.
If it doesn't,
you know?
if it doesn't change anything after you get it, you know
yeah.
what I mean? It kind of takes, as you said, it takes the carrot away a little bit.
Yes. So I think that's what they've done. Sue, I know you're a big runner. I've got some running news from my family.
Talk to me.
My daughter is a sophomore, and she runs cross country. That was her primary sport.
Oof.
And track and field. She did track and field for the first time ever, because last year they didn't have a season. So she runs for Eureka High School.
This is great. I already love it.
And she didn't get to do track and field last year, so she was very nervous this year. She's done cross country for 2 seasons, so she's cool with that. She's doing very well with her own cross country. And I'm like, Katie, just go ahead and do it. I think you'll be fine. And she's like, all right, I don't know. So they put her kind of in the middle distance stuff, you know?
Which is what in high school? Like, what what would a middle distance?
She runs everything from the 4x400 relay.
Okay. Wow.
To the 800 individual, mm-hmm. to the 1 mile and 2 mile.
Okay.
Kind of like, depending on the meet.
It's a broad spectrum there.
So beginning at the beginning of the year to now. So I'll just fast forward to the end of the season to spare everybody all the details. But the conclusion is she has done incredibly fantastic to the point where every time she ran JV, mm-hmm. she won every single thing she ever ran in.
Oh, that's great. Did they bump her up to varsity?
She has been running varsity up and down. So, like,
okay.
when the coach needs to, like, blow out a JV meet, Katie gets to run the JV
yeah.
meet. She has come in first place in the 4x400s, the 4x800s, the 800 individual, the 1 and the 2 mile at JV level. Okay?
That's great.
So then he moves her up to varsity every once in a while. And long story short, she is the 8th fastest young lady on the girls' varsity team. And she gets to run as a sophomore at districts this weekend in Wentzville.
Well, that is really exciting, Tim.
Yes.
I hope she does really well.
Well, thank you. And I'm so excited because some of these meets we've been able to go to and some no.
Mm-hmm.
This one is in the great county of St. Charles.
Open.
We get to go to the meet.
Oh, that's
so
terrific.
Yeah, so we're very excited. And here's even the bonus. We have to get up really early, but I get up early anyway every day. So we will go up there. She gets to run first the 2 mile, and then we're done for the day, and we get to go home. So best of all worlds.
That's easy.
So we're very excited. I'm excited for all the kids. Yeah, especially want to brag on my daughter, Katie. But also excited for all the kids that they made it through the whole season. Knock on linoleum here. The team stayed very healthy, and the girls' varsity track and field team, track and field, is doing phenomenal this year at Eureka High School, and the districts are this weekend in Wentzville. And so we'll see if they make it to sectionals and beyond. So, yeah.
Fun.
Side note, The auction chant is also known as bid calling, the auction cry, the cattle rattle, or
nice.
Simply auctioneering. I'm going for cattle rattle.
I like cattle rattle.
I
think that I'm gonna. You know what? I do get to interview Congressman Long every so often, so I'm gonna impress him with my knowledge and ask him to do a little cattle rattle. Yeah. He'll say, Jones, you looked that up. I know you did. You know, so that's what he'll say to that. We've got a big show today. I'm in for Mark today, tomorrow, and Monday. So thank you all for being here, not leaving me by myself. But Mark will be back Tuesday, and so we're gonna do today. We're gonna have Missouri State Senator Bob Onder, which is perfect because Bob Onder is a doctor and he is a allergist, so he studies things like ear, nose, throat, and all of that, and the respiratory system. And the Missouri legislative session is in its final 24 hours. So Bob Onder will tell us about a lot of things when we have him on right after this break here. We've got, of course, Sue's News around 4:07. We've got a expert on climatology, Steve Malloy, coming on around 4:25. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. Chris Arps in studio for the 5 o'clock hour. So much straight ahead here on the Mark Reardon Show. Tim Jones in the big chair for Mark all afternoon this afternoon at 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I know, yeah, we've got to make that transition. If you are vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask outside. It'd be a very unusual situation. If you were going into a completely crowded situation where people are essentially falling all over each other, then you wear a mask. But any other time, if you're vaccinated and you're outside, put aside your mask. You don't have to wear it.
There's Dr. Fauci. And I just don't know. I don't know what to do with Dr. Fauci. I don't know whether to believe him or not. But I got a doctor on the line here that I believe, and that is Senator Dr. Bob Onder from the great county of St. Charles. And he is calling in right in the middle of, I'm sure, the heat of debate on the Senate floor as the Missouri General, as the General Assembly begins to wrap up the regular session for 2021. They have barely have 24 hours left. Bob, good afternoon. Thanks so much. I know you're probably got one eye on the monitor right now, and if you need to go vote or something, you just let us know. But I'm so glad you were able to join us. I want to talk about what's left in the Missouri legislative session. But, Bob, some breaking news today, which you may have heard about, is that now, Bob, the CDC has decided that vaccinated people don't wear masks. That's what a lot of us were advocating for over the last few weeks.
Oh, did they say not wear masks or just not wear masks outdoors?
They have changed it, Bob. They had a big press conference. Like I said, you were, I'm sure, on the Senate floor. They just had a press conference, Bob, and the president followed the press conference. Walensky, the CDC director, and Dr. Fauci said, no, you no longer, vaccinated people, fully vaccinated people, no longer need to wear masks indoors or outdoors. How about them apples?
Wow, Tim, you know, so we have a vaccine that's 99% effective, and now we no longer have to wear a mask or a hazmat suit or maybe a space suit like they wore on Apollo 13. Wow, I'm glad Dr. Fauci and the CDC have actually put on their thinking caps and are using some common sense. I guess there's a first time for everything.
And, you know, Bob, I want to know what's changed, right, between yesterday and today. I think what's changed is they were probably having trouble. They were looking at the vaccination numbers you just referenced. And as we discussed in an earlier segment, people are going, well, wait a minute. You told us several months ago as you were rolling out the vaccine that if we were willing to get the vaccine, the reward would be no more masks, right, and a return,
right.
a slow return to normalcy. We would see how things would go. But then it seemed like, okay, you get the vaccine, but nothing changes. So what's the point of the vaccine? Let me just live my life. And I think, Bob, a lot of people wish that government would have taken that the whole of government would have taken more of the approach of what we saw in a lot of the red state governors do, especially a governor like Ron DeSantis, right? Who protected the freedoms and liberties and the health of his citizens in Florida, balanced them all out, and carefully made decisions along the way.
Well, that's right, Tim. Your point about now that we're vaccinated, if you're vaccinated, you no longer have to wear masks. Dr. Mark Siegel made that point in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal about a week ago. That, you know, if anything, you've got to wear a mask or a hazmat suit even if you're vaccinated. Made people say, well, wait a second. I thought if I was vaccinated, I would get my freedoms, my liberties, my ability to breathe without having my respiration encumbered by this uncomfortable mask. I thought I'd be able to get all that back again. But then the scolds, the control hungry, woke left said, oh, no, you're going to wear a mask forever. And by the way, you can't handshake anymore, Dr. Fauci. No more Christmas or Thanksgiving with your family like ever, because there might be variants someday. So, yeah, I mean, red state governors have definitely shown us that we could protect public health, save lives with a little bit of common sense without taking away all our freedoms. And even in our metro area, in your listeners' metro area, we see that in St. Louis County, Sam Page and Emily Duche imposed 850 pages of COVID tyranny regulations upon the citizens of your county. On the other hand, right across the Missouri River in St. Charles County, we had none of those restrictions, and we had half the death rate from COVID-19 that you all did. And then in Jefferson County, just south of St. Louis County, very similar demographics, they had one-third of the mortality from COVID-19 than your county did under the dictatorial regime of Generalissimo Sam Page. So, yes, we can have freedom, but with a little bit of individual responsibility and common sense, we can have freedom and safety at the same time.
Yeah, Bob, a lot of times government fails, right, when it tries to broad brush everything, and it doesn't do a government doesn't do a good job of like surgical of like taking a surgical approach to things, balancing risk and reward, protecting people's freedoms and liberties while recognizing, yes, certain people were more at risk for COVID-19 than others, and it was a disease that we now know largely affected the senior population, those with comorbidities.
Absolutely.
But Bob, as you just pointed out with the vaccine, its efficacy rate. Well, COVID itself, there was a 99.5% recovery rate, largely for anyone under the age of 80 who didn't have comorbidity problems. So, Bob, my question now to you is: now with even President Biden coming out and saying, if you get vaccinated, then you don't have to wear a mask indoors, and you can really start getting back to the old normal. Bob, where are our friends, the teachers' unions, going to go now? They really are running out of allies on keeping schools shut down in any place in the United States of America whatsoever.
Well, Tim, the teachers' unions have demonstrated that they have little, if no, interest in educating our kids. They had little or no interest in the health and safety of our children. When the American Academy of Pediatrics was saying clearly that the cure of shutting down our schools was worse than the disease of COVID-19, which posed almost zero threat to children, school-aged children, in terms of serious complications or death. Nevertheless, the teachers' union said, no, we don't feel safe. We're not going to educate kids. We're going to do some ad hoc, not even really, I don't even want to call it virtual education. I like virtual education. Some ad hoc, we'll email your kids some work packets that we're never going to grade or never going to look at. Teachers union said, we want to be paid our full salary, continue to accrue our, retain all our benefits. We don't want to go to work. And it was appalling. And even as it was very clear that COVID-19 posed little or no threat to school-aged children, and of course, very few teachers are over the age of 80, so very little risk to teachers, that the transmission from kids to teachers was virtually non-existent. And even when the COVID-19 vaccine was available to teachers, the unaccountable leftists of the American Federation of Teachers and the NEA continue to say, no, we still don't want to go back to school. So I think it's a stunning indictment of the teachers unions that the self-interest is just appalling, and the lack of concern for our kids was really detestable.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. Senator Bob Onder is our guest right now here on the Mark Reardon Show. Tim Jones in for Mark today. Bob, to sum up, I know you've had some significant victories this legislative session. You and I have talked recently on these airwaves, on some other shows, about the fact that an education reform bill did get across the finish line, and you did pass an anti-COVID tyranny bill as well. But, Bob, I think some people are scratching their heads about some of the other bills that have made it across the finish line in a supermajority Republican legislature, and that being specifically the increase to the gas tax, which is not even going to go before before approval of the voters. Bob, no one's denying that our roads and bridges are something that the government should be responsible for.
Yes.
And one of your colleagues in the conservative caucus there, Senator Bill Igel, has filed bills to address that would not raise our taxes.
So have I.
Yeah, and
so
you have I. And you have too. But Bob, we have a leadership in the Senate which demanded that the only solution that be considered this year was a gas tax increase, when gas is near $3 a gallon nationwide and we're exiting a pandemic. It just seems to be a bit tone deaf and maybe the wrong solution to the wrong problem.
Well, that's right, Tim. Tone deaf is what came to my mind as well. Because of the pipeline shutdown, the closure, the cancellation of the Keystone pipeline by the Biden administration, and the wider war of the Biden administration on affordable energy, gas prices are skyrocketing. And at the same time, The D.C. Democrats are poised to spend another $2 trillion of our children and our grandchildren's money on so-called infrastructure. So at this time, can't we at least wait and see whether we can use some of that infrastructure money from D.C. Not as our economy is trying to recover from a recession, impose anew. It's going to be, when fully implemented, a $500 million tax increase on the Missouri people, the largest tax increase in Missouri history. Senate leadership, and I hate to say it, but our governor, Mike Parson, and Lieutenant Governor Kehoe have both been hell-bent on imposing this destructive tax on the people of the state of Missouri. Yes, we supposedly have elected a bunch of Republicans up here. We supposedly have elected fiscal conservatives. But we in the conservative caucus were told back in March, if we tried to stop this, they would make us filibuster continually all the way through May 14th, that they were going to do it come hell or high water. And now they got their wish. And now now the people of Missouri are going to feel the pain that they've inflicted on us because they were doing the bidding of their friends in the road construction lobby. It really is a betrayal of the principles that they say they stood for when they were running for office. And I'm very disappointed. You might have seen it on social media. I've called upon our governor to veto this destructive tax hike, the largest tax hike in history.
Yeah, Bob, when they run for office, most Republicans don't put on their literature that they're going to raise taxes. That's one thing most Republicans don't do, right, to get through a primary.
Much less that it is their number one priority. This week, we've seen leadership here in the legislature leverage the Second Amendment Protection Act and leverage pro-life amendments to a Medicaid bill in order to get this destructive and enormous gas tax increase. I think it's time, now that they've got their wish, mm-hmm. now that they've got mm-hmm. this destructive gas tax increase through the legislature, now I think it's time to really look at the damage, the harm they've done to our state and to our Republican Party brand. And I really think I call on the governor to rethink his position and to veto this destructive tax.
And so Bob, we got about a couple minutes left, but so now that that's out of the way, what about the more conservative, what about the Republican stuff? What about the Second Amendment Preservation Act? What about election law reform, which they're doing in every other Republican state around the country? They seem to be, Georgia, Florida, Texas, Idaho, Montana, they've all passed electoral integrity bills, voter ID, et cetera. That seems to have been stuck in neutral in the Missouri Senate. Are they going to see the light of day in the next 24 hours and achieve final passage?
So first, election integrity, Tim. First, the bad news. We are in session, as you know, for 4.5 months every year. Senate leadership waited until the third last day of session yesterday to bring election integrity to the floor of the Missouri Senate. Many of us conservatives have been pushing leadership for months and months now to do real election reform. But it was given, a matter of a few hours last night. We did get a bill, House Bill 850, that does some reforms, but nowhere near what we need. No voter ID, but it does have paper ballots, which is a good thing. I don't know whether there's time to get that all the way through the process. But again, when you save something to the last, 5 minutes before the end of session, it's likely to die. Now, along the same lines, today, for the first time, we brought SAPA, the Second Amendment Protection Act, to the floor. Senator Eric Burleson and Senator Rick Bratton and I have been fighting off a hostile Democratic amendment intended to sink SAPA. It was laid over. We're told we're going back to it this afternoon. Anyone in the listening area, Senator Dave Schatz, if you live in Franklin County or Chesterfield, is your senator. He's the pro tem, or Caleb Rowden is the floor leader. We need to go back to SAPA and get this done. For your listeners who don't know, the Second Amendment Protection Act is our way of saying that Missouri law enforcement resources will not be used to enforce unconstitutional gun-grabbing regulations or rules or laws imposed upon us by the Biden administration or the Nancy Pelosi Congress. So we need to do SAPO. We need to do it now. But, you know, time is running short. Session's over at 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Very good. Bob, thanks so much for the comprehensive roundup. And keep Godspeed to you. I wish you the best of luck on the last 24 hours of session.
Thank you, Tim, to keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you. At Bob Onder Mo. There he goes. Hey, I know I got to get a break, though. I went a little long, but, boy, they've got a lot going on in the last 24 hours. This is when the rubber hits the road. So we will get to a quick break here, and then we'll be back. We can take your phone calls if you want in the next segment, 314-241-9797. What do you think about the Missouri legislative session? Anything you liked? Anything you didn't? What would you like them to get done in the next 24 hours? 314-241-9797. The Mark Reardon Show at 97.1 FM Talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
In your party, there's a large conversation about cancel culture. Has Liz Cheney been canceled?
I've never called for her step down and resign from Congress. I do think there's a big difference, though, between whether you're going to be in Congress or not and us deciding as Republicans in Congress who's going to be our spokesperson. And you can't have the Republican conference chair, the Republican Party spokesperson, consistently attacking the leader of the party who 74 million Americans voted for.
The undisputed leader of the Republican Party is?
President Trump.
For how long?
I think he's going to run again, and I'm all for that.
That was Major Garrett there with Congressman Jim Jordan. You all may know this. Major Garrett is a, I don't know if he's a Missourian, but he went to Mizzou School of Journalism.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I ran into him at a, I met him once at a, I've always liked him. No, he's been on a bunch of different networks. I think he is a straight shooter.
You know? All right,
he's
that's
pretty,
fair.
Pretty much tries to, I think he does. I think he tries to play fair. Now, I'm sure he's got to pay attention to what network he's on, but he used to be on Fox, I believe. I think he was on Fox News, then he went over to CBS. I ran into him at the, where was it? It must have been at one of the debates when we had those things live. Mm-hmm. Like 4 or 8 years ago, whatever.
Yeah, 4 years.
I think it was at Wash U. I think I ran into Wash U's campus, and we ran into him. And I might have been there with 97.1, probably.
I think you were.
And
yeah.
I think I was. And then all of a sudden, we ran into Major Garrett. Like, hey, Major Garrett. And he's like, hey, St. Louis people. And he, like, he knew our station, because I think he was with Fox at the time, and Fox News affiliate and all that. And, yeah, he was a very pleasant guy to talk to. And he mentioned, I'm pretty sure he's a Mizzou journalism major. I think he is.
I'm going in.
You're going in. You're going to look for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, he sure is.
Is he? I remembered right. Yay!
He graduated from Mizzou with a Bachelor of Journalism and a Bachelor of Science in Political Science in 1984. I'll be darned.
Yeah, absolutely. Good dude. Good dude indeed. Well, we've got, let's see, I got 2 minutes left. I got two Kevins on the line. Let me talk, see if I can get both of them in real fast. Kevin number one, welcome to the Mark Reardon Show. Go right ahead. You're on the air. Kevin, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Question.
Yes, sir.
I'm a fiscal conservative. I don't like taxes. But if people shoot down a gas tax, then what other idea do they offer, an alternative? What is it, and when is it going to happen, or do we wait until bridges fall down like in Mexico?
Yeah, no, Kevin, there's actually it's a great question. There's a ton of proposals. There's only 22 states, Kevin, that use the gas tax for their roads and bridges. There's 23 states that do it another way. They actually do it through their general revenue. They actually put money aside specifically for that purpose, or they do bonding. There's a lot of other proposals that you can do. The gas tax is only one way that you can do that. And there's a lot of other ideas that have actually been proposed in the legislature over the last few years. So, hey, I got to move on, Kevin. I'm going to try to get Kevin number two in real fast. I got 1 minute left. second Kevin to call the show. Kevin, you're on the air. You're on the Mark Reardon Show. Got about a minute left. Go right ahead.
All right. Appreciate it. Like listening to you.
Thank you, sir.
My question is, okay, we buy gas, we pay tax. Does that tax go just to the roads, or does it get distributed to everything?
Ah, excellent question, Kevin. Yeah, excellent question. Thank you for calling. I'm gonna answer that for you. I think some of it. I don't know if all of it does or not. I've got somebody else. I can talk to Chris Harps about that later, and I will look into that for you, Kevin, because it's a great question. Because a lot of times when you pass these initiatives, you are correct. They just go into general revenue and get dispersed. I think this one, Kevin, will be specifically tied to roads and bridges. And I just don't think it's a good idea to raise it right now in the middle of all this with the gas taxes spiking and everything else. But, hey, I really appreciate you listening to the show. Thank you so much. I've got to run because I'm about out of time for this hour. Thank you to both of our callers for calling in right there. We had Kevin 1 and 2. That was kind of funny. You can call us in the next hour, 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. We have got Sue's News coming up after the top of the hour break, and then we're going to have an expert in talking about climatology and a new EPA study, and then Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. All of that is ahead in the 4 o'clock hour of the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Tim Jones. I'm in for Mark today, tomorrow, and Monday here at 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.